If I cannot believe in myself, I cannot believe in anything else. The basis of all integrity and character is whatever faith I have in my own integrity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. If I cannot believe in myself, I cannot believe in anything else. The basis of all integrity, the basis of all character, is what faith I have in my own integrity. You know, a lot of people go around saying, you can trust me, you can believe me, my word is my bond, you know, believe me. And then we watch them and we see where they are dishonest, where they will steal. They'll steal a paperclip from their office. They'll steal an envelope from their office. They're going to mail their personal mail, and so they go to the mailroom in the office, and they get some envelopes from the office and even stamps and mail out their personal things. And that's okay. The office allows it. It's not that it allows it. It doesn't disallow it. But that's not yours to do. That's not yours to do. And if you go to the store and you buy some food and the clerk gives you change and makes a mistake and gives you change for a 20 instead of for a 10, and you say, well, bully for me, you know, I just made 10 bucks. Well, you made $10 physically, but mentally you created a great reservoir for yourself of unhappiness and of being a cheat, of being a thief, of being not dependable, not reliable. Now let's take one or two other little items that we sometimes mess up. And this one is, how do we drive? Do we always drive the speed limit? What is allowed? Now the speed limit is 70 miles an hour, and the police will allow you to go approximately 74 or 75, but that is the speed limit. Anything over that, you get a ticket. So do you stay under that 75 limit? You know, do you stay within the 70 miles an hour that you're supposed to be? Or do you go beyond that? You see, every time you do that, you're cheating. You're violating your integrity. You're saying, my goodness sakes. And I was driving with the bishop the other day, and he was speeding. And I was driving with the pope the other day, and he was speeding. You know, and I was driving with the president of the United States, and he was speeding. The president of the United States was speeding? My goodness sakes, how can I trust anybody anymore? You know? Now, would you think it was strange if the president of the United States driving his car were speeding? No, you wouldn't think it's strange. You would think it was wrong. You would think he is supposed to be setting the rules for us to follow, and he should follow the rules that he sets for us to follow. He should follow the rules he sets for us to follow. Where do we run into a statement like that? Why do we make a statement like that? He should follow the rules he sets for us to follow. If we elect him to be the president of the United States, we elect him to be the president because he's honest. He has integrity. He follows the rules that are established. He supports the rules. He upholds the rules. Interesting. Who else do we know like that? What is their name? Their name is Papa. Their name is Mama. When the family rides with Papa and Mama, do Papa and Mama always drive according to the speed limit? Do they always do everything right? Are they training their children to be law-abiding citizens and to be ones who believe in integrity? And then they blame everybody else. They blame everybody else. Well, everybody's speeding and everybody's doing this. Well, no. There's only one person in the world. Ingeborg, who is that?
I.
Me. I. Myself. Right. Just you.
Yes.
And if you obey the law, what does it matter what other people do? Not one little bit. If we follow the rules in our life, it doesn't matter what other people do. Now, when we don't follow the rules, what are we doing? We're saying, I'm not a reliable person. I'm not a reliable teacher. I'm not a reliable being in my world. I'm not someone the rest of the world should follow because I don't have personal integrity. I don't believe in the very things I say that I believe. If I cannot believe in myself, I cannot believe in anything else. The basis of all integrity and character is whatever faith I have in my own integrity. Now, you have met a lot of people that you respected very greatly in life. People you thought very highly of. People who set a good example. What did I just say? People who set a good example. Oh my goodness sakes. We like people who set a good example. We like people who don't set a good example, but who are a good example. You see, there's a difference there. We can go out and set a good example for other people to follow, but if we are a good example by the very way we live our lives, not that we're setting an example, we are an example, then we're not holier than thou sort of stuff. We are just beautiful beings. We are just worthwhile beings to follow. Now, if a kid goes to school and talks to his teacher, and then the teacher says, just a minute, and one of the teachers at the door says, hey, your husband's on the phone. He wants to talk to you. And the teacher says, oh, I don't feel like talking to him right now. Tell him I'm busy. And all the kids in the class hear this, and they think, oh, she's making an excuse for not talking to her husband by saying she's busy. And instead of saying, tell my husband I'll call him later, or tell my husband to go shove it up his nose, you know, or whatever you really mean, but don't be dishonest. Naturally, the nicer you are, the better. But the thing is, you have the whole classroom of kids listening to the things that you do, listening to how you conduct your life, and they all worship you. Whether they like you or not doesn't matter. They worship you because you are their image. You are their idol. You are their icon. You are their teacher. Now, what sort of a person are you? What sort of a person are you? What sort of life do you live? Do you live a life that is one that anyone would follow and be in perfect harmony with all the rules of the road, so to speak, all the rules of life? Or are you the kind of person that if somebody follows you, they will they'll skid by the little things, you know? They'll skid by. When you're in a store and the clerk gives you back 3 pennies or 8 cents or something, do you say to the clerk, hang on to it, if someone doesn't have the difference and has to break a big bill, then let them have it, you know, or whatever, you know. And so what do? They throw it in the tip bottle. And I said, hey, I didn't tell you to put it in the tip bottle. I said, put it, if someone is short, he said, well, we do that. We do that. If anyone just doesn't have it, we don't make a break a dollar. You do too. You do too. You had me break it to give you that change, you know? You took a whole dollar of mine and just gave me back 8 cents. Well, that boo. I said, hang on to it and give it to someone who's short of a little change and has to break a bill, and it makes it nice, you know. She says, why are you so nice? And I said, I'm not nice. I said, I just do unto others as like them to do unto me, and if I do this here, maybe it'll come back. I don't mean maybe, really, you know, but it sounds nice. It will come back. She'll say, oh, you are definite, aren't you? But you see, when we live what we believe, when we follow the philosophy that we believe, and it's not holier than thou, it's just a matter of being the kind of person that we are. Are you a loving, gentle, courteous, thoughtful, kind person with everybody you meet or just with a few? Are you always there to lend a hand to no matter who it is who needs it? Remember as we walked through the stores, you were with me, Faith?
Yeah.
Did I ever talk to anybody?
Yeah.
Everybody, huh?
Everybody.
Yeah. And what was their expression on their face after I said something?
Pleasant.
pleasant. I mean, you could have said a big smile. You'd say, pleasant, yeah. But it was. It was pleasant. Well, thank you. You know, it was like a lovely green. It's like turning on the sunshine, you know. And it doesn't take any of my effort because I made it a habit. And it doesn't take anybody else's effort when you make it a habit. But you know what happens to you when you do that? It just shines right back at you. The sunshine just comes right back into your own face and you can't see to drive. No, the sunshine just comes right back into your own face and illumines you and you feel just wonderful. You feel just great. You see, this is what it's all about. We live it. We don't go around being an example, saying, now I'm an example of what you should do. Just be an example and be honest with integrity at all times. Be the kind of person that makes life, you know, worthwhile for everybody. Now, what is this to do with your spiritual life? What is this to do with your spiritual life? The same thing. If you are thinking, as we were talking earlier, now, how do I get into my son's life and tell him that he's a wonderful person and doing a great thing? I see you perfect. Well, that's always nice, but what is our interpretation of perfect? See, that's where we get in trouble. Now, if we would say, I see my son's life all in divine order. You haven't the slightest idea what divine order is, except you think it's good. You know, and that's good. So, say, all is in divine order. See, God is in this heaven and all is right with the world. Remember how that phrase used to go? Well, see, when all is in divine order, we don't have to do a thing except to keep on being aware all is in divine order. Now, Ellen was calling the dogs to her this morning, and with their usual eagerness, they ignored her. And they laid at the front window watching for the cats to walk by and so forth. And so finally, Ellen had to say, Button, come here. And Button looked over and thought, oh, you're serious, huh? And then she repeated it, and he came. And then she says, sit. And then he sort of sat, and she says, down. And he laid down. And she says, good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy. You're a wonderful dog. And then you too, Love, sit, sit. And so Love got up and walked around, because sit, sit meant walk around, you know. And so Button stayed down, and Love went walking. And I said, Ellen, what are you doing? Why are you making those statements to the dog? She said, well, as I repeat them, maybe they'll learn them, you know. If I repeat them, they'll catch on and they'll understand. And I said, well, now, what about ourselves? When we repeat positive statements about ourselves, I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm whole and perfect, you know, I live in my divine right order world, you know. My world is in divine right order. Everything is in divine right order. You're putting a cause in motion, and you're bringing that about in your life, and that's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing that we want to always bring about, because this is what life is all about. We are the creators of our world, and just like you train your dog, you have to say it a few times, and then the dog catches on. Now, what did I just say? You have to say it a few times, and the dog catches on. Well, now, what about us? If we say I'm whole and perfect a few times, you think we'd catch on? Mm. I think so, too. I'm independently wealthy, you know. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. All my life is wonderful, fulfilled, rewarding. You see, those little statements are like sit, lay down, beg, you know, quiet, come.
Good boy.
Good boy. See, you make these statements, but why not make them to yourself?
Good boy.
Yeah, well, that part's good, too. But this is my body, my temple of the living God. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. You see, if I cannot believe in myself, I cannot believe in anything else. The basis of all integrity and character is whatever faith I have in my own integrity. And our integrity is, what do we believe? What do we believe? Do you believe the car is going to start when you get in, or you think it's not? Somebody comes in and says, well, the car has been acting up, so, you know, expect it to act up. So you get in the car and you expect it to act up, and it does. Somebody brings the car in and gets called away, and he doesn't talk to you at all about it, and it's been acting up for them, and you get in there and you think, oh, this old baby, she always runs good, you know. There's no problem here. I'm going to take this to town, and there's enough gas to get me where I want to go. And you say, it works fine. And you don't know that it doesn't work fine. And so you tell the car, well, let's go. We're going to have our wonderful trip together, you know, Bessie. You know, they all call the horse Bessie or the wagon Bessie or the car Bessie, you know. And that's good. So if I cannot believe in myself, I cannot believe in anything else. So let's start believing in ourselves in all areas. And let's start believing in all things we create in our world as being good and very good. And watch that integrity demonstrate itself in our life. We're good people. I'm so glad to know me. How about you? I love you. I love you. I love you.